in 1992, we present the fabulous What's the Scenario remix. Whereas there are seven MCs, six which are...
Welcome back to the special edition of The Scenario. This is going to be just one topic only, as you
special
see from the
report.
Title.
This is like a special report.
Yeah, this is... last week we talked about a little bit, but we got a little bit more details into this situation. Jay-Z with the NFL. I don't know what to believe in that is.
I think it's important first to state the facts. So let's put out there what we, as anything, if you're going to bring a topic to the table.
Hold on, I guess we still got to guess, some people maybe.
Exactly.
I guess we got our man Mike Butler back with us, and also my man Rob Hinn. Mm-hmm. You want to hear more what we discussed with the Chicken Wars, just go back one episode in your Rolodex. You'll hear
it's
about
right
the
there.
Chicken
wars. Literally look at the subscription tab and go back one episode.
Just one. Wherever you just came from before this flip.
Oh, we got the chicken tax.
The chicken tax.
I'm really excited to be associated with something called that. That's fantastic. I love it. But we thought that this was a topic that needed to have its own little platform and something that, you know, that we definitely talked about two episodes ago now, and also that Rob had reached out to me about. And I think there's so many different sides to this coin to discuss and to look at. I was glad to have Mike here at the same time, because I know that that's another perspective that we can look at it through. So I just want to, you know, let's put out there what we know happened with the situation first.
Jay-Z struck a deal with the NFL to a diversity initiative, as well as planning the NFL halftime entertainment for the NFL.
Mm-hmm. There's more to it. I think he's...
supposed to be a liaison for social justice too, as well.
Yeah, what's it called? It's called Inspire Change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the official thing. I don't know about all this extra stuff in it, maybe on the team. I don't know anything about that. That's the only thing I can believe it is just that what it is right now.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in looking at it, because I think that there's a lot of different things that have come of it, obviously, you know, that this thing really caught wildfire over the weekend, it felt like, with a lot of different perspectives on it. So really what I know here is just here. Where people stand with it, you know, and see what you think. Rob, I know you had some thoughts about it that you wanted to share.
I guess, like, to the naked, well, you never know until, like, all the facts come out, but just looking at it naked eye, what did Jay get from it? He got to influence, inspire change in that initiative. What did the NFL get from it? Like, they got somebody that's going to help to, I guess, start to clean their image and go towards. Mm-hmm. From what's being said is that the conversations between Roger Goodell and Jay-Z has gone on for a year. So a lot of stuff probably transpired in those conversations. So you never know what's going to come out. I suspect that once I seen it that, okay, he's making a move for him and some other people to get a team. And I wasn't surprised when TMZ or whoever reported that there's a possibility that he
St.
can be
Louis
getting
that. St. Louis Negro Boxers.
Man. I don't know. When did Jay-Z become an expert on social justice? I mean, I know some experts on social justice.
That's one of my key things.
And
about
number
this.
One, if he's like the liaison, or does it? Is he making him executive? He's like
Get
a VP, or he a like, I mean, corporations have made all these chief diversity officers and stuff. Like, but at the end of the day, all these chief diversity officers and companies, all these you know, social justice experts that are traveling the country from Ferguson, from Florida, from Ohio and California, folks that have been in the fight for social justice. Since when did Jay-Z become the expert that needs to tell the probably one of the worst organizations on black rights how they can do better? And I also think about it from a perspective of who the NFL has already been interacting with. I mean, you got tons of black players, and they have a union. They have NFLPA that was led by an African-American for years, and black players who have started social organizations who possibly have been vying for that role, who had asked for that role before. But you know, no disrespect to Jay, but when did he become the expert on what it means to be black? I mean, or just social justice in general?
I think that's a dangerous thing, because when you really start to think about it, like, what makes a social justice expert? Like, you got Al Sharpton, for better or for worse. You got Jesse Jackson, for better or worse.
Nope,
and
not
then
no
you
more.
Got a think about like how MLK and Malcolm X were received when they came out in their day. Mm-hmm. They were thought of as the sellout, or they were thought of as other words for sellouts, just to not to get into that negative connotation. So I think the most important thing is what we talked about on the previous sector was distractions. Mm-hmm. So what do we just pass on? What day or anniversary did we just pass? We just passed
Mike Brown's
murder. Anniversary. Yeah. So what happened?
It's also 400 years of us being in America too this year. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we had was a situation where a police officer executed a kid or a police and a kid had contact, and unfortunately what was supposed to happen was the service person was supposed to de-escalate the situation. It got escalated and the kid didn't make it out of the situation. Mm-hmm. So Colin Kaepernick, or we had our own movement here in Ferguson. Nobody looked at Colin Kaepernick as hijacking the movement. Mm-hmm. So now you have Colin Kaepernick and you have other people taking stance and kneeling. Unfortunately, Colin Kaepernick loses his job. Even though I feel for him, and definitely he's one of my frat brothers, but the situation was never about him and his job. We still got kids that are in danger of losing their lives when they leave the house. So I'm glad somebody else is stepping in to try to do something on a different level, because one thing that happened with Ferguson is nobody, after we got all of that attention and after we had all of that news publicity, we never went into like an action items list. What action did we take? So when you really think back on Ferguson, we lost Mike Brown. Who else did we lose?
Darren Seals.
We lost Darren Seals. Who else did we lose?
Kajami Powell.
Yes, sir. And then we lost Edward Crawford, who was the basically like the mascot of Ferguson.
Had the one that threw the tear gas back with the red hot
rippers. Absolutely. So to have somebody get upset and say, "Hey, I'm the face of social injustice, and nobody else can join in," is definitely, like, to me, because I did a lot of protesting or at that point in time, like, is definitely like spitting in my face, because
I agree
kids are losing their lives and
I agree,
but why I feel for somebody losing their lives.
There are social justice organizations that yes,
like, mm-hmm, built up a platform and understand these ways that we do. Mm-hmm. And it's just, and my thing is, I've always teetered with Jay-Z and Beyonce in general and what their real motives are and how, mm-hmm, they move. Mm-hmm. Period. Like, I feel like they've been kind of, this move to me, like, I want to see what they do, and I'm not saying like I don't want to call, he ain't no coon, he ain't no Uncle Tom.
Yeah. Correct.
Like, all that stuff is ridiculous.
Yeah, I ain't saying that.
Jumping out the window.
I ain't saying that.
But I have no problem in us having a critique and discussion about what absolutely could potentially happening. But I think jumping out the window and all the way to the right with it is ridiculous. But I do have an issue or question of what was Jay-Z's calculus with even doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, what was, like, you had to know that this move was going to have this effect. What is the real benefit of this, and why, mm-hmm, do you think that you're going to be able to change, mm-hmm, over where there's an owner, mm-hmm, like Jerry Jones that's going to be like, yeah, that's cool. I mean, but I want to vote that.
That's
down.
A very question.
I feel like they pimped blackness to a certain extent the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. In general, him and his wife have pimped blackness to a certain extent.
I want
to
talk about.
And for them to do this move, I'm not saying a black person couldn't do this move. I just feel like they shouldn't have done, him couldn't do this move, mm-hmm, and what he's been moving.
It's like Kanye supporting Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
they made no sense.
Like, why?
I'm gonna go back. The idea of pimping blackness, and that's something that has gone on for decades on top of decades, centuries on top of centuries. But my thing about it is having, I think that I can't recall in my time seeing anybody's motive or intent be hijacked and taken in more directions, in every direction, than Colin Kaepernick's by taking the knee. I was in the day-to-day, everyday sports business when he was doing that, and a lot of what was asked of me, and something I'd flat out declined to do on a regular basis, was the ask a black guy stuff that was saying, you know, because all it was is people taking their motives and trying to throw it back on us. But the biggest problem I've had with it is that we've done the same thing. I think that us throwing Collins protests, and I think, and I'm going to blame Eric Reed for this, who plays for the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. I'll blame Kenny Stills for this, mm-hmm. for doing the exact same thing, is that while they are close to Collins and they're people that mm-hmm. have supported his cause visually and have done it to certain extents to the detriment of their own earnings and things like that, that I think that it's become such an individual motion, I should say, for them mm-hmm. that they're even getting away from what the intent of it was. Rob, mm-hmm. you were right. The intent of it was to highlight social yes. injustice. Mm-hmm. Now it's become something about being a stand against a business mm-hmm. that is not the same thing. Mm-hmm. It is not the same thing but for I that to happen.
Owners, but the owners did flip it as well, where it did become that situation and evolve yeah. to that situation.
Well, but that's – but
we let the owners do that.
Well, but that's so, my point with what happened. It's the same right. thing that happened with me and with – countless other people. We're going to take this and we're going to make it be about the action and not about the reason. Yeah. And what we've done as a culture is that we've made it be all about cap and all about that. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you right now, what has Colin Kaepernick said in the last 3 years that have made you say that Colin wants to carry this torch that we're putting into his hand?
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
And so one other thing that's dangerous is why do we – we're the only culture that only has one of everything. Mm. You get Nicki Minaj, and then you get another female superstar. They pitting against each other mm-hmm. and fighting. Mm-hmm. You got Colin Kaepernick, who wants to help out and step in and help.
Then you got
Malcolm Jenkins. You get Jay-Z who steps in.
No, it's and more then Malcolm Jenkins. I think it better is more Malcolm Jenkins.
And then like, the two got to ultimately show down and fight each other for the ultimate spot to get critiqued by us all.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those
things. It's called the Magic Negro Syndrome.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Crab, so, you know, we've been.
Well, no. I mean, those critiques are all good. I just have a problem right. with, and maybe, like I said, I'm willing to see what he has to say. But I've just seen Jay make moves that are questionable sometimes, and they happen to work for him sometimes. Sometimes they don't. But I do think that there is a country for the middle, just to see.
Well, I think
there's country to critique and country to be like, you know, I'm willing to wait and see.
The biggest thing for me is that frustrates me with this entire thing, and it goes to the point what you're saying about there can only be one, like it's an episode of Black Highlander or something like that. is that we always either accusing people of sleeping with the enemy, or we're complaining about not being in the room. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. The great point that's come with this whole thing is that, well, Jay-Z said this, and this was a statement I think that, once again, got bastardized when it got isolated and taken out of context, saying, we're past kneeling. Okay, I think that it was a badly phrased correct sentiment. And the thing that my thing about it is that I think that we are past that being the ultimate show of defiance. How are we going to change? What are we doing next? It's the same thing you said about Ferguson. Yeah, what are we going to do next? And no matter what happened, if somebody crossed that picket line to really that is, relatively speaking, on the same financial level as some of those people is going to move in, because we think that you can only either be for the people or be against the people, are going to say that you are selling us out by dealing with them because we're against them. Hold up. But because we're against them and we standing with Cap. And what we're standing with Cap for has been, the most bastardized thing that I can remember in the last 5 to 10 years.
But see, that's why I thought his calculus was off. Is this because people going to be mad at me. You come in and be like, well, I got Stacey Abrams running this thing with this organization. I have all these different people we're rolling out to do these different initiatives I'm trying to do. Instead of saying this, because it looks hollow when you just say, yeah, I'm going to be running these programs. But if you said, like, I got this person already. Yes. I'm already finna work with him working on this. I got another person. I think he could have shut that door up.
Because he didn't present a plan. We are assuming he don't have one. And it's probably very possible Jay-Z has no plan for social justice.
But it looks like he has no
plan. And everybody's assuming that, you know. So one of my friends had a conspiracy instance that, I mean, you mentioned about being in the room, that Jay-Z is using this opportunity to be in the room with NFL executives to possibly get an NFL team ownership or something. So
that was the rumor that they tried to drop afterwards, that he's going to be minority.
But
that's a sucker move if he does that. If that's what he really is, a sucker.
Because that is, in a sense, the definition of selling out, using a community for personal gain.
Mm-hmm. And he just told everybody last year to boycott performing at halftime. Not this year.
Yes.
You called me up like, no, Rihanna, it's all good now.
I think
if you become an owner, then you. Even if you can't get the Kaepernick back in the league, then you stop it from being Kaepernicks in the future. Like, isn't that the goal?
Not happening when you got Jerry Jones there. But that's but, how the Rams left St. Louis.
How do you, but, I mean, well,
Jerry Jones got the Rams
in
St. Louis.
And then another point I want to bring up is a dangerous thing that we use in our community is the vagueness of they.
Yeah, like, that's very true.
Jerry Jones. Unless we
There's people worse than him, if we're fighting
amongst each other, we call each other out by name. Because we've been saying they, and now we've been saying NFL, like, who is causing the problem in the NFL? It's not the NFL, it's the owners of the NFL. Who is Jay-Z working with? He's not working with the owners, he's working with Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell is a problem too, though.
Roger Goodell is the number one employee of the owners.
He
gets fired if they don't do what he feels like.
He's the biggest puppet commissioner there is.
To Paul Pat Tagliabue. I'm sorry.
Hold on. So, but I'll say he's a puppet commissioner in the big picture of things. But for me, again, the main issue is being diverted, and it was something we talked about on the last episode. Is that, you know, Colin's purpose and what we've asked for the longest is to be heard. And I think that that's what Colin did in a manner that nobody saw coming, saying, listen, these times are, because let's take ourselves out of the mindset of 2019. Let's go back to 2016 when this whole thing started. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a time that was necessary to get to the times that we're at right now. But I just think that when I look at a lot of the static and the white noise that's happened, it's just become, Colin's just become a bookmark for being, well, look at Colin Kaepernick. Well, what am I looking at? Mm-hmm. Tell me what I'm looking at. Because, you know, the Jay-Z thing to me is just symptomatic of another thing we've continued to do. We mobilize behind Cap, right? Want everybody. I stand with Cap. We taking knees. We're going to take the fight to the NFL. We don't quite know what it's going to be, but we're going to get the fight there and we're going to get representation. But the moment that Colin signed with Nike, you had just as many people being happy for him as coming out and saying, he took the money. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z, same thing hearing me. Jay steps up, gets in the room with the people there, and you see he's gotten, you know, we'll see what develops with this. I do agree with whoever has just said that you should have probably presented a more wholesome plan up front. Yeah, but as soon as he gets in the room, what do we do again?
Tear him down.
We tear him down. Mm-hmm. We have to, but wait. Hear my whole point is that I'm not worried about optics. I'm worried about what we do as a people. What we repeatedly do is say, if you're not just fighting the fight on the ground, and if you're going over and above, you not good enough, you not with us. We are so eager to always fight against each other that we forget the fact that we're not going to win a fight that we don't fight together. And we continue to do it. And to me, that was what the initial thing that Colin was doing in the first place was all about, was using his platform to say, I'm with us. And with the whole thing he's about now still is.
Because the question came up is, what has Jay-Z done? Not even a year ago, didn't Meek just get out of a jail?
Yeah, but he also built a lot of people from Fergus and stuff like that, too. Like,
yeah, Jay-Z's done a lot. He's funded a lot of social
That's why I said I'm
stuff.
Willing to
yes.
see what he has to say. So that's yes, what I'm saying. We're going to throw out the baby with the bad
And I mean, and the whole thing is this dude has been calculated for so long, to the point that if you go back to the beginning of the career, and I've never heard this from anybody, but when he started sampling songs way back, starting at Reasonable Doubt, if he sampled a song, any other artist can use that same song without having to go to the
right. Record. Yeah, I know Nipsey talked about that when he did Victory Lap.
Yeah, and so I've never heard that from any other artist. And then you seen it again with Def Jam, whether you okay with it or not. When they sold Rockefeller off to Def Jam, he became the president of Def Jam, and then he still got his publishing and all the masters.
But at the same time, though, if you look at that at a bigger level, who benefited off of Rockefeller being sold to Def Jam the most?
Exactly. I said, only
two people benefited from
that's me. Why I said, no matter how you. So I'm saying, like, there's a level of being calculated.
Because one of my homeboys sent me a text. He said, who has ever benefited by being around Jay-Z besides Jay-Z?
All of these people that he's employed. Well, all of these people that he's given opportunity to.
Like the label and stuff like that.
So
he was talking about, like, label-wise.
I think that you mentioned about the original intent for Cap. And the original intent was to give awareness to the death of Mike Brown and those being killed by police government workers in this country, it wasn't so Jay-Z can get an NFL team. Right. And I think that's where a lot of the community is mad about. It's like, this has been the probably the biggest, if there's any kind of positive that's come out of Cap kneeling, it's that Jay-Z got a deal with the NFL. Like, think about anything else positive
that's
come out.
And I felt like it's somewhat egotistical, that was, too, because like
that's
I said,
nowhere near close to the result.
Because Jay-Z could be in that meeting, because I know Roger Gill probably, because my idea, if I was Jay, I'd be like, let me be behind the scenes, and I'm going to have my Rock Nation person, CEO, come up to
Let me add one more thing.
Now, Goodell probably was like, no, you got to come over and talk, though. We're going to do this deal.
The only reason NFL will hire a celebrity like Jay-Z to be over something serious like social justice is clearly marketing and awareness.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes,
if the NFL was really, really into social justice, they would find some good social justice leaders, folks who've been pros. They would call Rob Hinn and say, hey, what do young black people need?
Jay could have been like, Jay could even did his speech with that black, but I'm going to use y'all to the person that's going to be really running.
He could have.
I'm going to kick it for y'all. Yes. I'm going to do this halftime show, still going to be on Fleek, but the social justice part,
but here's
Rob
Hinn
for the club period. Yes. But
when is it ever good enough? And even going back to like just thinking about like, okay, well, the whole conversation was that Colin would have a job. Colin would have a job. Colin would have a job if we had black owners. So then you have somebody that steps in to get the owners.
I believe that capitalism way more than race, though, at that point.
Yes.
About capitalism then.
I don't think.
And I'm not what I'm saying.
Okay, so then let's look at it from a different scenario. So then we got Cap, who was kicked out of the league. Mm-hmm. So now you look on his social media and all you see is training videos to get back in the very league that kicked him out. But you're going to call somebody out for becoming into the room of being an ownership?
To the same path that I said the whole time, as I said, is that you're boycotting the NFL that he's not even boycotting.
So basically, when he gets back into the NFL, what is he going to tell you? Hey, y'all, it's cool, y'all. Y'all can go ahead and watch the NFL.
And to me, from the very beginning, I've said that on this show. I've said this on many of other shows. I've said from the very beginning, I said is that you boycotting the NFL does not matter, number one. It does not matter. And it's been one of the biggest problems I've had is that it's become a trendy thing to do. It's become one of the biggest hashtag activism moments of all time, and it completely waters down the entire point of protest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see people that I know never watched football saying they boycotting the NFL. What are you boycotting? If you never watched it in the first place, I know for a fact. But here's the thing: you can't say that you would watch that. Now you'll say, "I'll come back to the NFL if Cap gets a job." First of all, Cap wouldn't sit here and tell you that that ain't the path. Cap would tell you to emulate what he's done, which is to take steps and donate your money and donate your time and do these things. But the very people in our community that are so quick to condemn Colin Kaepernick when he so-called took the money. And number one, I don't know why we have such a problem with people taking the money. Guess what?
Give me free money, I'm taking it.
When you advance in this country, you're going to get money for it. It just happens. You don't. If you at work take
a
promotion.
I agree with everything you're saying. I agree with. But Jay-Z, the last few years has been pimping the idea of that I'm not capitalistic as I say I am. I'm down for the people. If you look at all the moves they've been making, telling people not to perform, and it's like me saying like, yo, I'm not going to Aldi's, and then you sitting there with the Aldi CEO, like I'm like, but you just told all of us not to go to Aldi's, and I love they wine. You know, like they was gonna pay like Rihanna or like Travis Scott. Remember, they was going in on Travis Scott or like saying like, "Yo, you shouldn't be performing. You shouldn't be doing that."
I think that you're right in that, but I think that if like to the point of some things that just got mentioned, if Jay-Z hadn't been doing anything and had been totally disengaged and had just been sitting on the sidelines and not being involved in anything, this would be completely different. So I think that my big thing has been is that this got announced last Thursday. I mean, it's been a week, and we put dirt on top of this man's grave already.
The ink ain't even dry. Like I think
the optics. I think if this is this,
but
this
that's partially Jay-Z's fault, though.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Jay-Z rolled it out horribly. Like he had no plan. Yeah. He had no idea.
And I do. And I will say,
as my old grandfather would say, he's skinning and grinning with him too. He's sitting there smiling.
That's
cool. He's sitting there smiling. Roger.
I mean, think of all the national issues that the NFL players NCAA players face. Yeah. And we're not just talking about injustice. Now, JC ain't really going to be able to affect through the NFL injustices that we deal with every day. But just think about the injustice that football players face directly. Mm-hmm. I mean, JC hasn't said anything about any of those issues since Thursday or before Thursday. Like, he, mm-hmm. It's been a few days now, and it ain't been nothing on Twitter. It ain't been no new rollout. when Beyonce dropped an album, like, you got a whole video thing rolling. You got 14 videos. Exactly. And Jay-Z ain't dropped nothing.
So why are we antagonizing it's the NFL and it's Jay-Z, and you know for a fact, or we've heard, that a lot of this stuff was chopped up. So when I went back and watched the clips, the full clip, a lot of this stuff was a lot different than what was said. Charlamagne even said, stuff was chopped up.
But I wouldn't have talked that much at all about Jay-Z going into that fire.
You can never do anything perfect. And then we're the worst critics of our own self. Think of anything.
But if Jay-Z's that smart, he should know that, though.
But I want to address that. But I want to address that
awareness campaign. That's why I feel it's for awareness.
But I want to address that exact point, because I think that, Rob, to your point, that's something that I think that everybody, whether we want to admit it or not, is something that we have to be better at as a people. We are too quick to demonize our own people because we're at a knee-jerk society. And I think that there is a time when we're right. I think, to your point, Mike, mm-hmm. that the NFL absolutely used Jay-Z as the black friend. That's my words, not yours. I'm saying that they used him as the black friend.
Who was the black friend on Friends that they brought on, like, when people complained about the black people?
I don't mess with no
Friends.
Shout out
to Aisha Tyler. But
to me, Jay-Z is the NFL's black friend right now, okay? But here's the thing about that is that if you stop it right there and you chop that clip right there, you got me saying that, and you can use that however mm-hmm. you want to. But here's mm-hmm. the rest of what I'm going to say. Sometimes the black friend is still doing a whole lot of work for black people. He just got some white friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. that's the point that I want to make. Mm-hmm. So for me, mm-hmm. the thing to say is, just because of the company that I keep on one accord, it doesn't change the work that I can be doing on the other hand. You got to mm-hmm. look at the way that somebody works. You know, look at his resume. Raise money for Trayvon Martin's family. You know, raise money for Sean Bell's fiance. Pay tuition for the kids. You know, funded activists in Ferguson. Lobbied Governor Cuomo to appoint a special prosecutor for Eric Garner. Mm-hmm. You know, led the PR campaign to get behind the Meek Mill issue and all of those things that have happened. Turned down the Super Bowl halftime show, which looks funny in the light now. But when other people were jumping at the opportunity to jump in, he still spoke against them doing that. Because the things that we don't know is that in those conversations that billionaires have are different than the conversations that thousandaires and hundredaires have. Yeah. There's things that's talked about in there that are completely different. And I think money mm-hmm. does absolutely play a factor in it. But what did we really want the NFL to do? That's always been my question. What do we want the NFL to do? All I've ever asked for is to continue to see the ball roll. Now, if this ball rolls somewhere and you put one of the black people in the country with the most access and the most notoriety in the room to be able to figure out what's going on so he can extract information and give it to people that need to have it, mm-hmm. Jay-Z's never been somebody that's talked about things before he did it. All his rhymes, everything has always been backed on talking about what he did to get to where he's at. So I'm just saying, my big thing is to let the situation play out. But more so than anything else, let's stop tearing down our own people just because we don't like the first smell that came out the kitchen.
There's a difference between critique and tearing.
And if we just stop at critique, I'm okay with it. But there's too many people out there that are just like, we've turned the NFL into Donald Trump, where if you talk to him,
Donald Trump turned the NFL into Donald Trump.
I'm talking about the way that we mobilize the topics, though. It's like, if you deal with that, I can't mess with you. All right, so let's pay attention to what we're talking about here, though. Trump is an absolute evil. NFL is just a flawed company.
I totally agree with you. So Jay-Z did something extremely revolutionary in the audio streaming game. And mm-hmm. he didn't partner with iTunes. He created his own other platform. And I think what a lot of people expect of a Jay-Z is that, why are we partnering with the NFL when you can create your own league or create your own thing. Like, you've been telling us to do our own thing, create our own stuff, do it. It's just, it's not consistent with his message. And I think that's where people have gotten a little confused with Jay-Z on this one. That's just like, you know, it's not consistent with what you've been saying for the past few years.
I agree with that too. I think that in some cases you run into something that's such a brand force that sometimes it, and I think the NFL is that in football. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we've seen one league fail trying to find some way to get into that market in the last year.
It ain't gonna be no more NFL, man.
But I will say this. I've been saying this for a while. I think there are two sports that black folks can get into, and we can make an international league after this NFL scandal. Soccer and rugby.
Soccer, definitely.
Soccer and rugby. And I think the game should. Jay-Z, especially, soccer's a little harder because it's a little easier to catch on quick, but a little harder because it's already an American league. But there is not a major American rugby league. Yeah, and if there's one sport that football coincides with easier than with, soccer, but definitely rugby.
Yeah, a lot of carryover in rugby players and football players.
And it's already an international league. So the point I'm making is that I'm sure the billion-dollar folks in the clubs that Jay-Z have, in the restaurants he goes to, they know how to turn rugby into something big. But and I'll end by saying this. What I realized and what I was feeling from Jay-Z before is that the truth is, us as African-Americans, we make everything cool. Like, think about – and this is to say just sports in general. No major sport in America has ever become cool until black boys started playing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basketball was whack until black boys started playing it. Golf was whack until black boys started playing it. Tennis was whack until black women started playing it. In the football itself, the NFL itself was definitely a third tier league. It was a third tier game until black men started playing football. And of course, with baseball not only rose because of black players, it also went downhill because of black players.
They stopped playing.
So the NFL is going to suffer the same fate eventually if it doesn't keep black players. And easy for us, we all the athleticism, people have to agree, a lot of athleticism is in black bodies. So if black bodies move to another sport as they move, they will. We will run the league, and those are the type of decisions we expect from a Jay-Z.
Yeah, same.
And
thing.
And I think we're just, in a sense, I don't think people are bashing. We're just disappointed. We're in a critique. Like, I listen to old time Kanye, and I'm like, and I cry almost. Like, you remember when Kanye used to inspire us to be like, wear polos? Like,
you would have thought
we were wearing tall tees till Kanye came out, bro.
With the changed clothes, bro.
Like, Kanye is gone.
15 years ago, that if you were having a social justice uprising 15 years down the road, it would have been Kanye.
It would have been Kanye, not Jay-Z. It would have. The NFL would have absolutely went after Kanye.
My last thing on it, I'll say about Jay, is that I hope he lives up, because you know when I start thinking about how I've come to know how Jay-Z represents himself is through his music. You know, if I sit back and I think, I love the phrase where they say there's a Jay-Z line for every situation. And I think that that's been mostly true in life to today. I thought back to H to the Izzo. I thought about, you know, show him how to move in a room full of vultures. Industry shady, it need to be taken over. I think that's the challenge we're seeing, is that this isn't an industry that you can just come and just take over and reinvent by sheer will. I think it's going to have to be some moves that you got to kind of raise an eyebrow at in order to get in and try to affect change. But to me, this is a parallel in where things started with the push to say, we want to meet with y'all about social justice that happened two seasons ago. Now it's taken two more years, and now we're at a point where at least we see somebody who's got his own business acumen and his own name be associated with it. Mm-hmm. So let's see where we're at next. Because if there's one thing that's true about civil rights and about what is the fight for equality that's gone on for century on top of century, is that it ain't been something that's changed in a month. It ain't been something that's changed in a day. But hopefully this is something that happens. And if it doesn't happen, if it doesn't work out that way, I mean, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I'm just happy to see that we're at least being able to get people who have access and can pick up a phone and bring along those black leaders that I'm pretty sure that all of those NFL owners don't even know exist. He can at least say, I got this guy. You need to go. You need to talk to him. That's part of the deal. That's what I hope comes with.
I think the most important thing is like social protests and social injustice. The point of it is to open the conversation. Like, you can't have somebody over in a corner and just turn your back on them. Like, some situations you're going to have to work with the person. You can go to work with people that you don't like, but you don't have to work with them. Mm-hmm. And like another thing that kind of just disappoints me of this reaction is the thought that we as minorities or black people, that we can't be smart enough to outsmart the system. I do agree with you on starting our own, but think about it. When you go, when Jay enters that room of other owners, he's going to be in a room filled with people that are generations upon generations upon generations of
old
billion
money.
Old money. Yeah. Like, we watched Jay go from nothing to a billionaire in shorter than the span of a lifetime. Uh-huh. So what makes you think that he's not smart enough to make decisions that are calculated, uh-huh, and outthink the people in the room? Because they can't be, they're just, uh-huh, maintaining money. It's a difference between maintaining money and taking a culture by its whole. And I was definitely about to hit that point. Is he already showed us how to move in a room full of vultures?
The only thing is, he can play the spook by the door. That's the only thing I wonder.
He could be.
The conspiracy thing is like, he went in there stupidly, but they could think like, oh, this is gonna be some fly by.
And he could. And my thing is, he could be. But over time, all those accolades that Matt named, he deserves the rope. A little bit of a leeway on that rope to if that's the case, to hang himself. Mm-hmm. Like, just wait. I'll be his biggest critic if this doesn't turn out the way that it could. Mm-hmm. But give it time. You know what I'm saying? The ink ain't even dry yet. We don't know what's going to come out. We don't know if he's going to come out as an owner or if we just going
to
be Popeye's tap dancing.
There's definitely Popeye's chicken at the Hawks facility.
No, the Falcons. Falcons is not. Chick-fil-A got it locked down.
I don't know. I'm about to say Popeye's got to make it out of this war with Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm saying? And Jack in the Box. Because Jack in the Box
is coming. Look, that's where you make the real war, though. It's going to be Popeye's at half the venues. Now, that'll change me up a little real. I come on this podcast next week. If he announced that Popeyes will be in most NFL venues, I'll be like, you know what? Jay is a good guy, man.
I take back everything. I would like to recant my statements. Matter of fact,
like, D got a job with Popeyes. Mm-mm. I think D got a job with Popeyes, yo.
Tell you what, that Chester fried chicken going to last one way or the other, either way.
Fried chicken.
Hell, who knows? In the end, it might be Offset to save us all from the NFL. Who knows? Quavo seemed to pop up everywhere. It could be the Migos standing at the end of all of this.
Yo, that would, think
if I could put $50 on that in Vegas, I'd probably be a millionaire.
Good little action.
They probably even on the board. They got to go in the back like, hey, they say to save black people that the Migos. What would the odds of Migos to save black people?
Hey, y'all, we here. What y'all here for? We going to save black people.
They got to bring out a board in the back like, hey, T-Bone Tony. What is the Migos? They're like, oh man, let's give them like $1,000,000 to one. They gonna save black
people. Is you ready? Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, man, thank y'all for listening. Hope y'all let us know what y'all think. And this was like a good conversation. It wasn't like we all probably agree. Like, yo, we wanted to see what he says. You know, nobody's calling him a coon. He's not a sellout. None of those things. You
expectations
know so,
should be high for Jay.
Yeah, and this situation is so complex, more than just, oh, it's this black and white, because the whole situation is gray in general. But yeah, I think I'm interested to see what people say and think about this going forward. And quit calling Jay-Z like a coon and Uncle Tom and stuff. There's way more people we got in the long line ahead of Jay-Z.
We've listed them all for you on this show in the past.
Let's go to the fuckery gauntlet real quick, and you can
You can find that.
But you can figure out any of those gems. Shout out to R. Kelly. Shout out to Kanye West, Bill Cosby,
O.J. Simpson,
O.J. Simpson, Clarence Thomas.
He can still come to the cookout.
Omarosa.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He still at the
Beyonce
cookout.
He bringing Beyonce. I mean, that's
an important point.
No, like if he even before this, if he wouldn't bring, I would be like, hey man, Jay. I mean,
cool.
You don't get
all
no VIP access.
I mean, here's my thing. Here's my
this
thing.
This before this now. I'll still be asking about the phone.
I'll end that topic with this. If you got the ability to bring Beyonce, bring Beyonce.
Yeah, that's like bringing Cajun and Sparkle with somebody.
Thank y'all for listening. Tune in. We gave y'all two episodes this week, y'all. All right. Peace.